Activity 12.
Lecture Part 1. Second Listening. Focus on questions.
1. You'll remember in our last class we talked about what sleep is. We went over the basic biological state called sleep. Let's just go over a few important points. Let's see. Do you remember? If you're lying down and you're completely still, not moving, if your eyes are closed and you're snoring, does that mean you're asleep?
No.
Right, not necessarily. Hey, if you're a good actor, you can do all of those things pretty well and still be wide awake, can't you? So, what's the most important difference between a human being who's awake and a human being who's asleep?
Something to do with the nervous system?
Yes, it does have to do with the nervous system. When we fall asleep, our neural processes, the processes in our whole nervous system, shut down. And when they shut down, can we perceive the world around us? Do we know what's going on around us?
No.
No. 1 minute we're awake, and we can see and hear, and the next minute we're asleep. And it's like we are completely blind and completely deaf. Yeah. Now, another way of saying this is that sleep is a state of complete perceptual disengagement from the environment. That means we can't perceive anything around us. When we're asleep, we're no longer conscious of our environment. Is the brain turned off? Has the brain stopped working?
Not really.
Still on.
No, it hasn't stopped working. The sleeping brain is still an active brain.
Still working.
Right. Boy, I can tell you guys aren't asleep. You're awake, and you've remembered a lot. You're really with it. Great. And what keeps us awake? What is that internal mechanism that keeps us awake during the daytime?
The biological clock.
Uh-huh. The biological clock. The biological clock usually controls when we sleep and when we stay awake, but not alone. Human beings have a way of messing things up.